Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, I believe that Coolio has been found, and I'm very excited about this. Hey, Coolio.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, man?
Well, they said they couldn't find you this morning. We were worried that you were off cooking already. Where were you?
I was off sleeping.
Oh, you were sleeping. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. where I am, it's 6:19 a.m., and I was asleep.
Yeah, well,
I'm wide awake now. I have my coffee and
we appreciate that you're awake, and we're glad you're on the show. And Danielle was telling me that there's yet another cookbook in the works. Is that correct?
There's another cookbook in the works. There's also a new single coming out, and I just want to say rest in peace to DJ Crazy Tunes.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about speaking of rap. I wanted to know who you like when Chris Brown boxes Soulja Boy. Do you have a prediction on that yet?
I always root for the underdog, so I'm gonna root for Soulja Boy. You know, Chris Brown probably outweighed by about 50 pounds, and he got probably about a 6-inch height advantage over him. So, you know, maybe he'll get a lucky punch here.
I think who's Tyson training? We discussed this the other day.
Chris Brown.
Okay,
yeah.
He's working. Is that an advantage, you think, for Chris Brown?
I don't know, man. Because Mayweather ain't Mayweather is no joke. You know, Mayweather is a champion too.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is one of the ultimate champions. But hold on. So is Mayweather. So it's gonna be. I put it to you like this. It's gonna be a must fight.
A must watch fight. Absolutely.
It'll be a mother fight.
Hey. What, did he get that out? Or
I don't think he edited it.
It's a good edit. Yeah. Way to work, kid.
Sure.
Way to work.
Unless somebody got a glass jaw. you could take Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, George Frazier, and Sugar Ray Robinson's DNA and mix it together and make a boxer. And if that boxer got a glass jaw, he's
going to
get knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's
true.
Yep.
That is
right. You got to have a chin,
true.
Man.
Now speaking of feuds, Mike Hsu was asking earlier.
Speaking of chins or feuds.
What's that?
Speaking of chins or feuds.
Of feuds. Was it accurate that you were not happy with Weird Al over Gangster's Paradise?
I'm a summer. I never had a problem with Weird Al. I was on prescription medication, and I didn't know what I was saying.
That's a great excuse. I mean, you can use that really for anything.
If you want to blame it on somebody, blame it on the pharmaceutical companies because it's their fault.
I was on Merrax.
Merrax was the asthmatic drug they had back in the day, and it was kind of like Xanax mixed with ibuprofen mixed with epinephrine.
Wow. Sounds pretty good.
Imagine that.
Now, Coolio.
I don't know what I was saying, but right now I just want to say, you know what, I'm just saying. That was one of the dumb things I did in my career. You know, Prince didn't have a problem with it. Michael Jackson didn't have a problem with it. James Brown didn't have a problem with it. I mean, all the people that he parodied, I was the first person that had a problem with it. And if I could go back and take that back, I'd take it back, but I can't. So now all I can do is apologize and say, all I can do is be a man and say it was stupid. And shout out to, Weird Al and his family and everything. And if you want me to do something for me, you got to pay me.
Okay.
That sounds like you've matured. We've all matured.
I love you, but give me that check, bro, because Okay. At the end of the day, I got to feed mine too.
Coolio, did you have a prescription for the said prescription medication? That's the question that I have.
Yes, I did. I've been an asthmatic my whole life, bro.
Really?
Wow.
You know, back in the day when I was diagnosed with asthma, they said it was psychosomatic.
Really?
If you don't know what psychosomatic is?
Yeah.
Because I bet there's a lot of people listening that don't know what psychosomatic is. For those of you that don't know, psychosomatic means that whatever your condition is or whatever problem you're having is induced by your mind. And they said the asthma was a mental thing more than a physical or hereditary or a disease.
Wow.
And that was a mud lie.
It may have been the ounce you smoked every day.
No, actually, I didn't start smoking ounces until I had money.
That was after Gangster's Paradise, yeah.
Hey, I couldn't smoke those ounces by myself. It was before Gangster's Paradise. It was during the Fantastic Wednesday. Fantastic Wednesday got me money, bro, before Gangster's Paradise. So anyway, I'm going to cut your ass off because I already know you're going to say something else. Now, on something real, though, asthma is a real situation, and they actually have medication that's better than the medication they have now, but it's not approved by the FDA or whoever they are.
Yeah, right.
They regulate that type of thing, but they approve the new medication that's like Xanax, though.
So
I can approve something that's going to make you go to sleep, but they can't approve something that's going to make you breathe.
Yeah. Darn right. Darn right. Darn right.
Hey, listen, I love y'all. I love Boston. Go Bruins.
I like it.
Patriots. Go Patriots. Neither one of those are my team, but I like them because they go hard. My favorite coach is Bill Belichick because he can take a dog, a cow, kangaroo and two crackheads and turn them into an offensive line.
That's awesome.
They'll be the best offensive line in the NFL. The boy got his finger on something, and I don't know what he's doing, but somebody need to put a camera around him and don't let him know about it and still his techniques.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, hey, congrats on cooking with Coolio, man. It's awesome.
If I could steal Bill Belichick's technique, I'd be an NFL coach.
Yes, like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's a great football coach.
Snoop Dogg is a good football coach. Snoop Dogg ain't never coached the NFL team.
No.
Let me say this.
He should.
Probably should be an NFL coach one day. I don't think he's ready for that yet. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of time and effort that has to be put into that. And, you know, you're only as good as your team that's around you.
Now, Coolio, you're...
I'm sorry, we got to go.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh there's Coolio.
Yes. One more thing. I need y'all to tweet, and I need you to, you know, all your social media, and give a shout-out to DJ Crazy Tunes. That's Dub C from the Mad Circle and West Side Connection. That's his little brother, and he was one of my first DJs, and he passed away the other day, and I am distraught. I'm talking to you right now, but I really, you know, my heart is in a knot right now, and that was my little brother, and man, you know.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to talk to him on the next interview about the things that he did, but give a shout out to DJ Crazy Tunes.
All right. Thank you, Coolio, and of course, we have to wrap. As you, Coolio's person.
Yep.
Coolio's Johnny Egan was letting Coolio know that he had to do another interview. but very interesting interview. Not sure what it was about, but it was very, very interesting.
Yeah. We got some interesting stories.
He's got a food show on cooking. What is it? Cooking with Coolio on my damn channel, the web channel, my damn channel. Streams the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.